Lobster fishermen in Maine have had to cope for a while now with a volatile consumer market that sends prices soaring in the early spring and bottoming out in the fall. But an aggressive international marketing campaign and new demand across the U.S. are giving fishermen more financial stability than they've seen in a long time. A.J. Higgins has more.
It's lunch hour in Hoboken, New Jersey, and the crowds are lining up at a popular food truck. But it's not sausage parmigiana or cheesesteak sandwiches that they're waiting for.
Does anyone need to order?
Yeah, can get a lobster roll.
Lobster roll. $18.49. Or anything to drink or chips with that?
No,
just the roll.
Thank you.
Here you go. Thank you. Select tip or no tip and sign with your finger.
Josh Freeman, the manager of Luke's Two Naughty Trucks, is selling lobster rolls in New Jersey almost as fast as the fresh meat can be processed at Cape Seafood in Saco and trucked down I-95. He arrives to work on a street that features mobile cuisine reflecting a world of tastes. But he says the Maine lobster is more than holding its own.
Since we started the food truck, there's been quite an increase in street food and better quality street food. So, you know, first people might have questioned seafood from a truck, but now it almost seems normal.
And Freeman's not the only Mainer who's hawking lobster rolls on wheels.
So my brother and my cousin started their business in 2012 very quickly were recruited actually into being on Shark Tank.
That's Annie Salikas, executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association and marketing director for Maine Coast Lobster Wholesalers. Operating as Cousins Maine Lobster, Salikas' brother and cousins succeeded in winning $55,000 to launch their business while competing on the ABC venture capitalist show Shark Tank. Salikas says the rolling lobster roll trucks can now be found in cities from coast to coast.
So they're in 13 cities across the country, and we'll have, I believe, 30 trucks by the end of this year. Those are all franchise operations. They own their operations in Los Angeles. They have 3 trucks there in a brick-and-mortar location.
Salikas says the explosion in the sales of Maine and Canadian lobster is the direct result of 4 consecutive years of lobster landings in excess of 120 million pounds annually. New marketing approaches targeting Europe and Asia and the dramatic increase in the expansion of lobster food trucks, along with new improved processing techniques, means that more and more people are being introduced to Maine's iconic crustacean. And Patrice McCarron of the Maine Lobstermen's Association says fishermen here in Maine are more than pleased.
I think if we look at 2016 as a whole, every harvester would say it's been a good year. The catch has been very stable. The price has been relatively strong.
Prices for live hard shell lobsters are currently in the $7.50 per pound range and holding, a far cry from the bad old days of 2012 when a glut of lobsters caused the wholesale price to bottom out at around $2.70 per pound. By creating new demand for the product, fishermen such as Joe Young in Korea, Maine, are able to craft a reliable budget that doesn't gyrate with the whims of a once seasonal customer base.
Well, our price certainly has stabilized more. It still fluctuates, but it is better.
And not just better for lobster fishermen.
This is a brand new 2016 3/4 ton heavy duty Chevrolet. Quad cap. This
has Harvard Austin, the sales manager of Darling Chevrolet in Ellsworth, can easily explain why lobstermen with cash are trading up for new trucks.
Two reasons. They can write it off, and great automobile to haul their traps and lobsters. And a lot of them nowadays have a trailer so they can use a truck both ways for personal and for business.
It would be presumptuous to measure the success of a lobster fisherman by the year of his truck, but Joe Young says that when business is good, fishermen go shopping.
There's more to it than pickups, but there are a lot of toys out there, and a lot of those are being bought.
Last year, Maine's lobster harvest was valued at about $500 million, with state landings of 120 million pounds. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.